Dear friends in Christ, chapter 17 of our history of our church body is entitled Doctrinal Controversies. Yes, we have to admit that in the history of our church there have been serious debates, controversies concerning doctrinal matters. Nevertheless, by the grace of God, we have been spared any doctrinal controversies that put the basic Christian teachings into question. We have never had a debate or controversy in our church body as to whether the true God is the triune God, or whether Jesus Christ is true God and true man, or whether Jesus died for the sin of the world, or whether we are justified by faith rather than works, or even that the Bible is the inerrant, inspired Word of God. So the Lord has spared us from controversies like that, even though there are church bodies that have had to deal with such questions. And still, there have been doctrinal controversies in our church body, and sometimes these controversies have led to the withdrawals of certain members from our church body because they have not agreed with the way the controversy was resolved. In the history, we have mentioned 8 such controversies. I certainly cannot take the time to go into any one of these today because it would probably take a full class period to really get a grasp what the problem was and how it was resolved. But I want to speak today about the fact that sometimes controversy is necessary in the church, and that God sometimes uses controversy to get us to study the Bible more carefully and to examine our beliefs and practices in the light of God's Word. You know, there was one major doctrinal controversy already in the time of the apostles. It was a controversy that involved Peter and Paul, apostles, and also James, the brother of our Lord Jesus. The controversy had to do with a very important point. What is necessary for salvation? The one party said that faith in Jesus Christ is necessary for salvation and nothing else. The other party said, well, faith in Christ is necessary, but it is also necessary to keep the Jewish regulations of the Old Testament, such as circumcision and the food laws. And because these people insisted on following these Jewish regulations, we usually call these people Judaizers. Now, this controversy is described for us in the Bible in Acts chapter 15. It comes right after Paul and Barnabas returned from the first mission journey. And in this mission journey, they had preached to Jews and Gentiles, that is, non-Jews. And when they came to the Gentiles, they told them that they were children of God also by faith in Jesus Christ. They did not say they had to follow Jewish laws in order to be saved. But now when Paul and Barnabas came back to Antioch after this mission journey, there were the Judaizers who had come from Jerusalem. And they were saying to the Gentiles, unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved. Now these were Christians who came from Jerusalem, the birthplace of the church, the largest congregation. They claimed to represent the views of James, the brother of the Lord. So this really was a major controversy. Now the Apostle Paul was certain that the position that he was taking in this was correct. He believed that He believed that the Judaizers were false teachers. And he could not submit to their teaching even for a moment. This is what he wrote to the Galatians. We did not yield submission to them even for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. I suppose he could have said, well, I better not say anything with that, because that would cause trouble. That would mean there's going to be an argument. We ought to have peace here, so I just won't say anything about this. No, he could not do that. He had to speak up. At one point in this controversy, it seemed that even the Apostle Peter was on the side of the Judaizers, because Peter had been eating with the Gentile Christians, and then when the Jews from Jerusalem came there, he stopped eating with the Gentile Christians. This was something that Paul realized was wrong. And so he had to say something to Peter. We read in his letter to the Galatians, Paul wrote, when Peter had come to Antioch, I withstood him to the face. So here we have an unpleasant scene. We have two apostles contending with each other, the one accusing the other of wrongdoing. You see, this is controversy in the church, but it was necessary. Now, how was it resolved? Well, the book of Acts tells us, when Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and dispute with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain others of them should go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and elders about this question. So they had a meeting, just like our church conventions today. And they considered the matter. And how did they resolve it? They resolved it according to God's word and what they had experienced according to how God had guided them. And this was the resolution. Peter, Paul, James, the brother of the Lord, all agreed that what the Judaizers were saying was false teaching and it could not be tolerated in the church. In Peter's words, we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved. So we pray that our gracious Lord will always help us in any controversy that arises to resolve that controversy through the written word of our God. We conclude by singing hymn 260, stanzas 5 and 6, but we'll sing it to a different melody as the organist will give it to you. 260, 5 and 6. Announcement, the boys' varsity basketball team should meet under the stage now.
Also, tour choir, please.